Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, yeah. Saturday, noon, Ohio State, Michigan. Need I say more? No. But you know who does? Tim May, the legend, joins us right now on the Fan Hotline. Hello, Tim. How are you?
Tim.
How is the Tim May podcast doing with Clay Hall?
It's doing really well, as far as I'm concerned, because we're having pretty good listenership, viewership, because you can also watch it on fanstreamsports.com and I think on YouTube and Spotify, and I could go on and on, but that's not why you called me.
No, well, I mean, you do have a huge fan club here.
Got to give you a good plug, though.
Everybody loves you in Cleveland. You know that, right?
Appreciate it, man. Hey, appreciate it.
That's what we're all about. So those early days at 10 TV in Columbus, and now look where you – I'm so proud of you, man. I'm so proud of you.
I know you are, Dad. I mean, brother. I mean, uncle. I mean, cousin. I mean, cousin third removed from my mother's side.
Tim, what are your thoughts on –
You know what?
What?
From somewhere up in the lower Appalachian,
yes,
up in northeast Alabama. That's
it did sound that way, yes.
Generation. That's where you came from.
Goodbye, Tim. We'll see you later. No, I'm just kidding. Hey, listen, your thoughts on the game and the health status of two wide receivers for the Buckeyes?
My thoughts on the game. Well, they go hand in hand. I mean, if as I keep saying on every kind of show I do, including my podcast, that it would really help to have one of them. You know what I mean? You don't necessarily have to have both. But if you have one of them, I think this offense could go places against Michigan. I think this offense is still going to be able to move the ball. I mean, Max Clair, the tight end, the transfer from Purdue, you know, is filling exactly the void, for want of another term, they were looking for in the offense. So he's really stepped up in recent weeks. But it always helps to have a game breaker of some sort. The Brandon Ennis can be that guy, but the other two guys that have, well, there have been several people who have now played at wide receiver in place of Jeremiah Smith and Carnell Tate. But Bryson Rogers has played fairly well off and on. Dave Adolph started the game, played up pretty much the whole game last week. I mean, a former walk-on. So this wide receiver core has been a little bit exposed of maybe not being quite as deep or not quite as deep in terms of having people ready for prime time as you might have thought. But yeah, anytime you have the guy that's probably going to win the Biletnikoff Award, we'll see how that goes with him having to miss last week. I'm talking about Jeremiah Smith. And, you know, you saw what he said on the Caleb Downs podcast, or Downs to Business, or wherever that podcast is called. It. I don't know if you heard me. I asked Ryan Day yesterday at the press conference, so should we get our injury update information from the Caleb Downs podcast? He kind of laughed. I think it's one time he laughed in the whole thing, you know, or smiled in the whole thing.
Did he say that's not funny, too? We have the soundbite
no,
saying
said,
that's
he
not
said
funny.
Something like, yeah, or something like that. It was pretty funny. Yeah. I mean, because, you know, they're so tight-lipped about all of this stuff right now. And talk about batting down the hatches. Boy, if the Edmund Fitzgerald had had them battening down the hatches, it'd still be floating today. But
wow.
But the bottom line is, was that too early?
Yeah, too soon.
Might be.
You know, my buddy John Eubacon wrote a book, has written a book about the Edmund Fitzgerald that's out right now called Gales of November. It's number 7 on the, matter of fact, New York Times bestseller list right now. But he's on my podcast, my Wednesday edition of my podcast, which is going to be coming out later today.
Because it is Wednesday.
Afternoon.
Yeah.
But he's a big Michigan historian guy, too. I mean, you know, in terms of football and all the hijinks and everything else that have gone on at Michigan low these many years. But yeah, I mean, Jeremiah Smith, I guarantee you it tore him apart not being able to play last week, because he's never been really hurt. And this, we understand this is probably, even though they haven't said it officially, probably a quad injury. Mm. I mean, you know, it's up the muscle that comes down to the top of your knee there from your thigh, and can be very painful, and also can put a hitch in your get along.
Or your giddy up.
So, but he's never really been hurt as a football player. So, you know, everybody goes through different challenges, but I know it tore him up not getting to play last week, for example. I mean, last game in the shoe for 2025, I mean, it was a big deal to him. So how much he said it in the preseason, how much he was very much looking forward to playing this game this week, way back when he was talking about it because of the loss last year. That definitely matters in terms of just some lightning in this offense, because Ohio State scored 42 points, should have scored 49 against Rutgers last week without both of those guys. And it was Rutgers, so take that with a grain of salt. But they can perform without them, but it always helps to have one of the best players, maybe the best player in the country, out there running pass routes.
Tim, I want to ask you a big picture college football NIL thing that I have no idea about. You know, in the past, you'd get to bowl games and such, and sometimes players would sit out because they have big-time opportunities coming in the NFL. I would assume Ohio State is loaded with guys who might give that a thought or two. How does NIL factor into that? Do you have any idea? You know, I mean, if a guy's getting paid but mm-hmm. sits out thinking big picture because I don't want to get hurt in the game to affect my draft status, which I would understand, but I wonder if NIL would negate some of that.
Yeah, it can. You know, that's actually been more of a recent phenomenon of that happening, because if you're not in the college football playoff, what are you really playing for? You know, we all remember Jake Butt, Michigan tight end, who was going to be a high, big-time draft choice, and suffered a major knee injury in the Orange Bowl way back when. You know, Jake's originally from Pickerington, Ohio, so he's a local guy, and he's doing very well in the Big Ten Network.
Yes, he is. We see him all the time.
Yeah, he's a good guy too, man. You ought to have him on sometime. But you probably have had him on, and I'm just stating redundant stuff.
We have not had Jake Butt on, but I would love to have him on the show.
Okay.
He does a really good job calling the games. I think he's
absolutely does. You know? He does his homework. I mean, that's,
yeah,
you know,
forget that he played for Michigan while he's calling games.
No,
I'll
I don't
be honest
forget.
With you.
I mean, I don't forget. I'm not sure he ever beat Ohio State while he was at Michigan. That's
that's all that matters, right?
Yeah. I don't care, but I guarantee you he cares. So, but back to what we were talking about. I mean, yeah. I mean, here's the thing. NIL is never going to supplant any kind of financial reward you could get from being a first round draft pick, in my opinion. I mean, if we get to that point, then what are we talking about? But it does for, like, guys, you know, maybe down the line who might be fourth, fifth round kind of picks. But, you know, who knows why guys sit out or what they do? There are so many people in these players' ears now, giving them the quote answer end quote, based on probably more than anything else what good it'll do for them, not necessarily the player.
Yeah.
So I think anybody who can be involved in the Michigan game from the standpoint of having it on their resume wants to be involved, and anybody who can be involved in a national championship run wants to. But you know, I mean, they already, you know, they have revenue sharing too now in college football, which just started this year in college sports for quite a few sports. And it leans heavily toward the stars on a team, meaning how much money they get. Everybody shares something on the football team, the guys who are on scholarship, gets some kind of revenue sharing, but the greater players get a much larger chunk of it. What those numbers are at Ohio State, I'm not sure about, but I guarantee you, Jeremiah Smith is one of those at the top of the, near the top of the list, if not the top of the list. So I didn't answer your question because
I think
really
you
no
did
answer.
Somewhere
I'm,
in there.
I'm
you
just
did.
Kind of wondering, you know, like if somebody has an NIL deal, does that deal get voided if he sits out a big game? You know?
No, I don't know.
Yeah,
you know?
I don't either.
No, that hasn't come up yet.
No.
And that has. Wait a minute. For that to get voided, it would almost have to come up, I think, in a legal, you know,
exactly.
Courtroom
yeah.
somewhere.
Yeah.
Coming soon to a courtroom or an arbitrator near you. But no, I haven't heard of that. We've heard of some clawback attempts, you know, like when Maliava's brother left Arkansas, they were trying to claw back some of his NIL stuff, for example. You know, he got into the game against Ohio State a couple of weeks ago. But yeah, I mean, it's, I don't know. It's still a brave new world when it comes to that.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Stuff. Sure is.
All right, so you've got, you know, hopefully Michigan, and then you win, and then you go play Indiana, and then you got the tournament at the end. Ohio State's defense tournament. Does that sound good? Tournament.
It's like a quarter. It's like a quarter of a season, man.
Yeah, no, yeah, you're right. But
a third of a season.
But
yeah.
You start this week, and this Ohio State defense, which has only allowed 6 touchdowns and 5 field goals, cements their place in Buckeye lore. You know, especially with great effort over the next couple weeks. Just your thought on that, and how does this defense compare to past defenses? Because they have just been awesome to watch all season.
Yeah, they're different to a certain extent. They play, you know, obviously play a lot differently schematically in some respects than they did a year ago when they were also the number one defense in the country under Jim Knowles, his third year. But where they really match up is what you're alluding to. I mean, Caleb Downs is as smart a defensive football player I've ever run into, and the whole defense has an IQ level that's, I think, way above average, and they're able to not only mess with your mind as they line up, but they're able to make adjustments when some of their things need tightening, battening down, whatever the term is you want to use. That's what really sets this defense apart, along with it being quite physical. So when you match all of those things, as Ryan Day said a couple of weeks ago, great, when he's talking about they want to play physical, they want to be physical, you know, and you want to go out on the field, you want to be hunting it up, meaning being physical, meaning getting after people, letting them feel you know you're there. And so it's not just a finesse defense by any stretch. I mean, Overall Reed should never be he probably could be a ballet dancer if he wanted to be, but the way he runs and hits is crazy. And this is what's funny is, like, last week, not ha-ha, but sort of ironic. Yeah, I mean, it could be funny, too, if you're a Rutgers person. I think he was in on one tackle all last week in that game because they, you know, they didn't have that many defensive plays to begin with. And so this week, I would think he's going to be part and parcel to getting after Bryce Underwood, messing with his mind, freshman quarterback playing in his first the game. I mean, you know, we say Julian Sands a freshman, but Julian Sands a redshirt freshman. He's, you know, he's in his second year, but with Michigan having three redshirt freshmen starting on their offensive line, and that offensive line's been kind of banged up through the year. I think this, Matt Patricia's probably got a lot of things cooked up. Now they still have to execute them, but the confusion can be as much a part of what we see on Saturday as execution. That was a pretty good saying.
Hey,
it's really
Confucius
good.
Confucius say, let Matt Patricia put his pencil to work.
That is true.
So I would expect that's his big. That's probably the primary matchup in terms of. I think Ohio State will score because this is not the same Michigan defense as a year ago. But I thought Ohio State was going to win comfortably last year too. But like I said, the telling stat in last year's game was Mason Graham was in on 7 tackles. You know who Mason Graham is. Obviously.
I think so. Is he still playing for the Broncos?
Heard of him?
Yeah.
I think he was averaging like 2.5 or 3 per game. But Ohio State decided they were going to run right at the two best players on the whole team for Michigan, which were Mason Graham and that other defensive tackle. And boy, did they lose that battle!
When you look at this, week in general, because it's a goofy week for Ohio State football, like. Some coaches do the same thing. Some coaches change things up. We're doing senior tackle. I don't know why, but the minutia of going into the game always seems to have some sort of play walking into the game, and then people want to do the cause and effect on win or a loss on that. What is the feeling, and just what's the feeling going into this week?
Well, feeling is, it's not the feeling. It's already been stated. Ryan Day has tried to keep things as normal as possible. As methodical as possible. Obviously, you got the Thanksgiving holiday tomorrow where, I'm sure that, the players will be going different places, not leaving town, but going different places for dinner, et cetera. But for example, Ohio State's been busing back and forth to Michigan for quite a while now. Mm-hmm. They're going to fly both ways, which saves them an hour, maybe even more than that, in the final analysis.
It's like a 10-minute flight, 15-minute flight up there. It's not very – it's a pretty quick flight.
Yeah, but believe me, the buses went pretty quick too because they got a police escort at least to the border by highway patrol. So it's like being on a bus going 75, 80 miles an hour. Not that I'm saying they were speeding.
Correct.
Now, a lot of the people who used to line up up around Bowling Green and places like that, to wave at the buses as they went by, they'll be disappointed.
They can wave up in the air at the plane.
Yeah,
they
can wave
to.
In the air as the team because you remember when we had our own planes. Remember the dispatch? You'd go up in the air and then come back down, and you're in Ann Arbor, or Ypsilanti, where the Willow Run Airport is. Of course, they'll be flying. I think they might fly into Ypsilanti, the Willow Run, but I would think they might be flying into Detroit Metro. It doesn't matter. 6.5 dozen, it's only another 10 minutes up the road. But there, Ryan Day has been emphatic on keeping things as regular as possible, including
do your job was what he was hammering the other day, right? Do your job. That's been the theme.
Everybody says that since Bill Belichick said it.
Yeah, I know. He really hammered it down last week after the game.
But like for example, usually we'd get the coach and a couple of players one on like a Monday.
Yeah,
right before Michigan week. Well, now it's regular. We got Ryan Day yesterday, and we're getting Ryan for a little lightning round of questions after practice today. And then several players, and just like we did last week, just like we did Purdue week. So he's trying to keep that as regular as possible. Because here's the thing, fellas, you don't win the Michigan game, and I know you know this. You don't win the Michigan game by a speech, 10 minutes before you take the field.
Or Bruce coaches, during senior tackle, right?
Ugh. Yeah. Well, no, but that was.
I know.
That got out of hand. That wasn't John Cooper's.
Out
of hand.
That did. That
when
was
you're right, when it turns into revving up the other team.
Yes,
that's strategy gone awry.
Especially in a game where they should have it.
But real quick, they got into you want to keep a routine, you want to make things as normal as possible, but knowing that all through the year you have built to this, you have crescendoed to this, like in an orchestra where you've got a nice what's the word?
Apex.
Big time piece of music.
Apex. Oh, no, I was just saying, yeah. I do it for a basketball.
But you're crescendoing. You know, Ryan Day has tried to direct this to a crescendo for this week, but also knowing they got next week if they win, and then they got three more games after that. So, you know, it's not the end of the year like it was with Woody and Bo when the 100-yard war first started, the 10-year war first started. There's more after this for both teams.
Amen.
But mainly for Ohio State if it wins.
Tim, as always, thank you. We're looking forward to your coverage of the game coming up this weekend, and we'll make sure we catch the Tim May podcast with Clay Hall. Thank you, Tim.
Thank you, Tim.
Happy Thanksgiving, buddy. It's always a pleasure, and I've just got two words for you.
Yes.
Gobble, gobble.
Goodbye. Tim May drops the mic.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.